Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime. It's the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz, along with Haley Harmon.
Hello, everyone. I've decided I'm going to try to sit more like Lee when we do this podcast because I've been having some tailbone pain. I don't know if it's pregnancy related or what.
I guess it could be.
I don't know if it's just like pressure on my tailbone, and it'll be when I sit even for like 20 minutes. By the time my commute to work is between 20 to 30 minutes.
You're a coccyx.
My coccyx. And by the time I get to work, I'm like, ow, like, should I get a pillow to sit on in my car?
Yes.
But then even just now sitting here. So I looked at you and I thought, because usually I kind of lounge back in this chair when we're recording.
It does, for some reason, helps my posture a bit.
Yeah. Cause it's like, oh, it feels, cause you kind of automatically want to stretch your back when you do that. Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, so I've just now when I sat down, I went to do like I normally do and basically lay in this chair while we record. And I felt my tailbone and I was like, ow. So I'm going to try to. So I thought I'll just emulate everything you're doing.
I just said something that reminds me of a mutual friend of mine and Richard's. Him and Richard are really close. They've been together for a very long time. You know who he is. But recently.
I'm assuming. Yeah, I know who it is. Yeah.
Recently, because he's an attorney too.
Okay. Then yes.
Recently. He's decided to Botox his lips. And
now, what do you mean?
I don't mean Botox. I guess filler.
Filler.
He's doing filler.
Oh, were they thinning and aging?
Richard and I have no idea, but you know, Richard especially is losing his mind over this.
Well, because Richard's going to be like, damn it, I got to do it now too. Those
Richard's
men are
like,
all about aesthetic.
Why would you? No. Richard just doesn't like it because in Richard's head, just use a filter. If you want to change the way you look, just use a filter.
Richard uses too many filters.
Well, I agree.
When he posts photos. Richard, our attorney Richard and Lee's longtime friend, he posts photos of he and his gorgeous girlfriend on Facebook. And his girlfriend,
she's a smoke show.
Like, she's honestly a supermodel. She's gorgeous. And so maybe he's feeling like he needs to match her, but she'll look gorgeous, but he'll put a filter over both of them where she almost looks fake. And then he looks... Teeth have never been whiter. Like the hair, it looks like he looks more and more like Gaston than ever.
Yeah, I think he's dialed it back a little bit the last couple of 3 weeks.
Because he doesn't need it to be such a filter.
He really doesn't need it. He's grown his little beard out. He dyes it, I think, to get it a certain color.
Sure.
And he looks great.
He does look great. So it's like, be confident. He looks great, period. And I know people don't like to say he looks great for his age. He looks great, period. I'll lead with that.
He also
looks great for his age. Like, when people hear how old he is, 60 years old, does not look 60.
You would automatically assume he's 40-something.
Oh, I would think he's 48.
Yeah, right.
But you don't need to put filters where people think you're 38.
He doesn't even look 38. He just doesn't look like he's from Earth.
Yeah, it's not an age thing. He looks, honestly.
What are you doing?
Yeah, like an animated film. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what about you? You on the other end, what?
Look, 68. Talked to my dad the other day. He just turned 77.
Hey. Happy birthday, Pastor Cruz.
Yeah. He is so self-conscious now.
Why?
Of when I call.
See, I said I was going to sit up straight. I'm already leaning back. But I'm on this cushioned pillow here, so it's supporting my coccyx, as you said.
Yeah. I call him and I say, what are you doing? And then he starts into the catchphrase,
I'm sitting here.
But now he can't finish it because he knows I've made fun of that and it's been
and he realizes
on television.
Says that.
And so he's like, I'm just sitting here.
He can't think of anything else to say.
I was with a mutual friend of ours. Coach that was a contemporary of my dad. His name is Larry Dixon. He's from my hometown of Winchester. And him and dad coached junior high rival teams when they started out, you know, and then both of them went into the high school ranks later. But they were there to honor a female teacher that they started out with. Her name is Sandy. And Larry told me, because I just ran into him the other day, and he said, I was there and I thought this was a roast. And I've got all these mean jokes prepared, and everybody's been so nice. He goes, I don't know what to do now. He goes, well, thank God your dad got up there and talked about she's from the hometown of Jenkins, which Larry's from there too. And he said, it's one of the longest main streets, maybe in America. And I thought, what? So then I get up there. And I go, I figured out what your dad was doing. I said, Lee, that's three different towns.
Goes, oh.
They're sort of. Anyway, dad thought that was one long street for one city.
Oh.
But apparently there's some separation there, but dad thinks he's still on Main Street. I don't know. But then Larry told me this, and I think I told you this story. When I started out in radio at the WHRS doing.
Hers.
Well, you know what it was? It was a horse racing station, radio station.
Oh. That
gave all horse racing news. And
you were delivering horse racing news?
I did not.
Oh, okay. I was like, interesting.
I did was
everything else.
Clark County basketball. That's what I did.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I was doing play by play, and Larry was the color analysis. And so we did one or two seasons. I can't remember. We had a good time doing it. And then at our very last broadcast, he told me this. He goes, I feel sorry. I should have apologized. He goes, but I have thought about this forever. And it's been 30 years since we've done it. He said, on our last broadcast, I looked at you and I said, well, Lee, whatever it is you're doing, I wish you the best in your career. Mm-hmm. And I said, Larry, this is my career. Mm-hmm. And he said, I felt so stupid when I said that.
But he shouldn't have. What he said was totally normal. You were just making a joke, acting like.
Yeah, like.
He thought like he was saying, well, try something else, bub.
Move on.
Yeah, move on. See, so he's felt. I'm glad y'all got to clear the air. Why didn't sweet Larry, honey? You should have cleared the air sooner. He's been feeling bad about that for.
Well, I told him, yeah, Larry, years. That was stupid, and I've been angry ever since.
Yeah, glad I ran into you so I could punch you in the face. We all have things like that where something happened that was cringeworthy or embarrassed you, rightly so or not, that no one else has ever.
Yeah,
thought
they don't
of
even
again.
Think of it.
Like, were you like, did you remember what he's talking about?
I had no clue.
Oh, you don't remember the interaction at all. He just said that's what you said.
Yeah. And I said, well, it sounds like something I would say. And
it does.
And I knew that I was being jokeful.
Sure.
Wasn't mad at him.
But he maybe thought, oh, I've hurt this poor young boy that thought he was going to be into broadcasting.
Yeah.
But no, we all have things like that. I have one in particular that my friend Claire and I laugh about a lot. And she'll randomly text me about it because she thinks it's so funny that I'm so ashamed of it and embarrassed by it. We were on a trip to Denver, Colorado, and some of her family lives out there. So we were on a girls' trip out there. So we went to dinner at her cousin's home. And so I'm just making chit chat like I do, just getting to know everybody. And I said, so again, we're in Denver. What I say to her cousin, who was about our age, very young, very attractive, very nice. I said, so when did you move to Austin? And he kind of looks at me like, what? And I go, Denver. I just said Austin confidently. And then I was even like, why is he giving me this weird face? Like, what's going on? And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I have no idea where
now,
Austin.
Why did that bother you just for that little misnomer?
Because I was trying to make a good impression. I'm Claire's friend. And then they all laughed.
Is this the guy you all said looks like me a bit?
No. Who's
that? The one from Chicago. I don't know. Remember at the pool one day, you guys were like, you look like, you know who Claire was like? He looks like my friend.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but no, this guy looked nothing like you.
No. I think he's a bit Hispanic.
Oh, okay. Maybe so. Yeah, her friend James. But anyway, okay. Completely different person.
Okay.
But anyway, so we all kind of laughed it off, but internally, I was like, God, how could you be so stupid? Austin, what are you talking about? So then Claire and I, periodically, I'll just be like, I wonder how many times, every time your family gets together, you think they talk about it. They're like, God, that idiot.
And no one's ever.
And Claire will always go, oh, Haley, every time we get together for holidays, they bring it up. Yeah. They're like, so she like pokes fun at me because she's like, I think it's so hilarious that you are so. And I've had a million moments like that. For some reason, that one sticks out to me. And now it's just become a running joke. But then she has like that. Is there anything that you have
there
like
are
that,
three
that
of
you,
them.
Okay, that you know the other people have never thought about again?
There are three.
Okay, hit me with them.
Two of them when I was in elementary school.
Oh, you got to get let go of these.
You know all of these.
Okay,
I'm standing in line to pay for my lunch.
Yeah, wait, I forget what happened. Wait.
Because they make little people pay for lunch and you don't even have a job, you know, and you got to
And they this assume is before, the money's coming from family.
This or- is way before lunch. This is like around breakfast. They just line you up and collect the money. You know, I guess then they run out to buy the pizza or whatever. I don't know. Anyway,
oh,
so
in the
I'm,
morning, you got to give money.
In the morning. So I'm standing there, and it was like $1.25, and I give them a dollar, and I reach in my pockets realizing I don't have it. And what I wanted to say was, I don't have any change. But what I ended up saying was, I don't have any sense. And they fell out. These adults fell out. I'm broke and misspeaking.
I'm broke and now you're laughing at me because of my syntax? Yeah. I don't even know if I've used that correctly. So you think, so in your mind though, you have shame over that. Like you think every day from there on out, mm-hmm. they were like, that kid is poor and an idiot.
And the other thing, as you know, I was held hostage in the country for a very long time.
You mean you were raised on a farm?
Yes, I was an urbanite. Out of
you
the
were born
birth
an
canal, I knew I wanted to live in the city, but somehow these people that stole me from my real family took me to the farm. Mm-hmm. So, and I would, all I had, my window to the world was television. So I watched like my favorite collegiate basketball team, Kentucky, play. Mm-hmm. Never been to a game. I'm in fifth grade and my teachers are driving me to meet someone. I don't know why we're going to town, but we're going to town and I'm in the back seat. Mm-hmm. And they start talking about basketball. And I said, boy, I would love to be able to go to Rump Arena. And they said, what? Rump Arena.
Rump Arena, baby.
Yeah.
And they loved
they
that.
They about crashed the car. They were laughing so hard at my misfortune.
You're like, excuse me. Now maybe they should enunciate when they tell you about places where ball games are held. That's on
it.
Them.
Kaywood Ledford was a heavy smoker.
Exactly.
And I didn't understand he was saying Rump Arena. Thought it was Rump.
Rump Arena.
And the last one I can recall at the moment just recently happened with you. We were...
I've thought about it. I bet you nonstop.
Have. We were recently... we finished a show.
Oh, yes.
And the production crew comes in. And one of the production crew members, a lovely gentleman, we got informed that he's recently engaged. He's going to get married. And so you start your query about, how did it happen? Whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was excited. I was like, oh my God, congrats.
Well, I decided to jump in with my old tried and true joke.
Classic.
Which I've said to every recently engaged person.
I've heard you say it probably in the time I've known you 15 times to different people.
And I said to him, are you doing this to get her a green card? Are you doing this to get her a citizenship? Something like that.
And normally the person,
they laugh. He stared at me as if I pulled his pants down. And I'm like, wait a minute. This ain't going the way I thought. And he goes, no, she got her citizenship last year. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I said, I don't even know who she is.
I barely know you.
I do barely know this guy. I'm like, I'm sorry. And then Haley starts apologizing for me. It's a joke. He always does that.
So I start taking up for Lee. And I said, because I love the moment because I thought Lee deserves to get him. Embarrassed sometimes. He needs to be humbled. But then I thought, oh no, this might be hurting this poor boy. So I said, Lee has said that this is one of Lee's oldest jokes. He says it all the time. He doesn't mean anything by it. Same thing. He said it to 15 people I know. He had no clue. But then to cover for it, Lee had such deep shame. He then wouldn't let the boy go. Lee then is like,
Where's she from?
What do y'all do for fun?
What city in Mexico? Because I want to go, well, maybe I visited there and I can connect to him. Now I'm trying to find a connection.
So then
I've been to Oaxaca. Sure. Lovely.
So then finally the interaction leaves and we both, as soon as we walk out, we look at each other like, that was awful.
Yeah.
We get back up to our office. We tell Bridget. Bridget's like, oh, God, Lee. So then the next day, we see Nikita. And Lee says, did you hear what I did yesterday? And Nikita goes, oh, yeah. She heard from him.
Yeah.
He talks, did you hear what Lee said to me?
She said he was laughing about it.
Yeah, no, he wasn't mad. He knew you didn't
mean
anything.
In the moment, he looked at me as if I was an ICE agent.
He looked at you as if, like, how did you get this information?
Yeah, I'm like,
And now is a very touchy time for that topic. maybe now more than ever since you crafted that joke.
And I just find it funny when people marry out of obligation.
Well, he's
and
not
love. I know that. I know that. That's why I made the joke. And it's not the obligatory let me get citizenship. Yeah. You know, which is illegal to do too, by the way. You
can get, what?
Oh yeah, you can get arrested for that.
Oh man,
that's the whole thing in what was that great movie?
The Proposal
with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, write in, guys. Actually, I would love to read. What are some embarrassing moments you've had? I would love to read these on the TV show or here on the podcast. Send them to ideas@leeandhaley.com. Like, what's something that still, it could be 20 years old, and when you think of it, the cringe feeling is fresh again. Just something you did that you're like, but just rest assured, no one is thinking about it. And if anyone is thinking about it, they think about it, they laugh once, and they move on. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? I remember, this is terrible. One time, and I think about this periodically, but I was a little girl, so this is like when you were a kid. But stuff you do when you're a kid, it's like, especially around adults, you're kind of embarrassed, but it's not that big of a deal. If you embarrass yourself in front of other kids, that for me was like, oh God. But one time, my mom had gotten my sister and I these new matching dresses for church. And they were beautiful. And I loved them. I always loved
you
them.
You and your sister. Yeah. Not you and your mother.
No. Okay. So my mom had gotten them for my sister and I. So we put them on for church. Well, then I think I was like 3. So my mom trusted me to take care of everything else. You know, put my socks on and then our shoes. And so she made us, checked us at the door. We're good to go. We go to church. Well, my mom gets a call from the Sunday school teacher and says, as soon as Sunday school's over, Anne, I need to talk to you a minute. What? Haley and the other girls are playing. And Haley kicked her leg up, and Haley doesn't seem to be wearing any panties.
Oh, my God.
So I went to church to Sunday school.
Where did they go?
I guess I didn't put any on before I left for church.
What? Didn't your mother see you do
that? I guess so. And so the quote in our family is, Haley, where are your panties? Because I think that's what my mom asked me at Sunday school. And it's as if I was shocked, too. I was like, what are you talking about? I just was so excited to wear the dress. I think I just didn't put them on. So the Sunday school teacher was like, so you may want
to. Yeah. Why are you kicking your leg up at church?
I love church.
Were you guys Pentecostal?
No, I was just playing with my friends. It probably wasn't in Sunday school. It was probably in like childcare during big church, as we called it, when the parents were in the auditorium with the pastor.
Big church.
And sometimes, you know, they take the kids out for children's church or whatever. Yeah. So I don't know, but I guess we were playing or something. I don't know if I kicked my leg. Something where the teacher saw.
I'm a little aggravated with the parents who don't take advantage of that, and they leave a screaming kid in there with them.
Yeah, no, that was never the case with us.
No, there's always somebody that does that.
There is.
They don't want them to go in the, you know, in the nursery or wherever they take the little kids that can be noisy because they're being kids.
Yeah, let them be noisy. Kids are kids. Kids should make noise, but in big church.
But in big church, smack them if they're going to be, yes?
No, I was going to say take them out.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. I'm trying to listen here.
You don't have any sense.
I don't have any
Again,
sense.
Again, I love when you spout off on topics that you know nothing about. Yay, who has no children.
So I'm not an expert because of that.
That is correct.
And again, I'll use my example.
You have no training in childcare, professionally or in the field.
Let's just be thankful that women weren't allowed to vote in 1860. Because obviously you would have voted against Abe Lincoln. He had no soldiering experience.
This is about you personally. Why are you doing
this? No, I'm just using your logic. The guy never.
I'm not using logic to do a mass generalization. I'm using what I see you
said
do.
I should keep my mouth shut when it comes to taking care of kids because I don't have any.
You think you should smack a child in church for crying?
Using that logic, Abe Lincoln should not have led.
I'm not saying it should be applied to anything.
The country during the Civil War because he had no military background.
Do you think he'd maybe learned about it?
Don't you think I have? Being around little people?
Your friends allow you to slap their children when they cry at church?
My brother and sister do, yes. If they were to do. I don't
See,
slap
you don't.
Them.
You just said
I
that,
don't
though.
Slap.
But you I'm, just said that.
I could slap. If it got bad enough, I could slap.
A short story by Lee Cruz. If it got bad enough I could slap. I know. He's just being funny, guys. Before anybody writes it angrily, he's not right really in. Condoning Bloody slapping da. Your children.
Posted a picture of me and Butter enjoying cigarette and cigar.
Obviously a fake photo.
Was it? Well, there's a lot of people that didn't treat it that way, and they wanted to lecture me about how bad it is for dogs to smoke. And you know what I did? I treated it just the way they wanted.
Seriously?
Yes.
What'd you say back?
I said, well, now she's on the patch.
It was obviously, it was a photo of Lee and Butter not smoking that for a piece we needed, Nua photoshopped a cigar in Lee's mouth and it looked like a cigarette into Butter's mouth.
Looks like she was enjoying.
Yeah, but of course she's not smoking. God, people, come on.
Well, that's what I mean. Let them.
People were saying it's bad for a dog to smoke.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they don't do it.
I was being told.
And also, how could they? What do you think, Butter's coming up here, taking it out, taking a puff, blowing out the smoke, and putting it back in?
I was being lectured about how the Cavalier King Charles have bad hearts, and they shouldn't be around smoke. And I said, hey.
Come on.
Her body, her choice.
Sure, exactly.
She
right.
She wants to do it, she can do it.
Exactly right. No, I'm sure 99% of people saw it and clearly saw that it was a fake photo, thought it was hilarious.
I'm sure that's
but
right.
But some people probably glance at it, and then they just, people have their own thing that they care about, and the second they feel provoked.
100%. You are absolutely
they
right.
They look for a reason to spout off about right. whatever topic that they feel like they know about.
Yes, and that is a very small percentage of the population.
So those people, you got to take what you give. So Lee's going to give you the Butters on the patch. She's chewing Chantix. Does that stuff still exist? It was
know,
that prescription
probably.
Smoking cessation drug. Mm-hmm. At night, I either give her a Nicorette.
Well, the next thing
or another piece of gum.
I may switch her to a vape. That way, sort of dial it back.
Yeah. You don't want to cut her off cold turkey because she will just have such withdrawals.
But I'm not letting those idiots dictate anything I feel or do. I don't have time
so
for
So you
it.
And Butter aren't going to have your nightly cigar together? No, you are going to have your nightly cigar.
Now, her mother did chastise me because there is a real photo of me smoking a cigar. It was a family photo of my
Mother's Day.
My family, Mother's Day, and I'm holding Butter next to my face, and I got a cigar. I'm not puffing on it. It's just out.
And you had just picked her up for the photo. So it's probably like 3 seconds she's next to you.
Yeah, and Norma yelled at me, what, are you smoking in front of that baby? I'm not smoking in front of the baby.
I'm sharing it with her. Well, let's pretend that Norma's mad. Like, you better be sharing with her. Not
she was just busting my hump.
Of course.
But still, I think there was a little realism.
But also, yeah, secondhand smoke is not a joke. It's not good. If you want to do it to your body, that's
great.
Fine. But you, can't force people.
There is there's...
What is it? You can tell me.
There are very few moments that I enjoy more when I walk into a place. One of them is a movie theater, the popcorn smell. I'm hopeful that I'm about to be told a story that is going to make me feel something.
That's how I feel right now.
Yes. And then the other one is when you walk into a cigar bar and the cedar wood and the smoke, the cigar smoke, which is 1,000 times different than cigarette smoke.
I don't
think it's the same. It's not. And it's
what
like
if you started going to a cigarette bar.
Well, that used to be America.
That's true.
That was a comedy club. It was awful. I reeked so bad in the 90s.
I love that sentence.
I would come
home. I've
got
to call that the guys, and that's the title of this episode.
I reeked so bad in the 90s. Because I would come home from a show and it's like, God, I couldn't stand myself.
Yeah.
And it was cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
That's the only time I was for government overreach was to ban, and I really wasn't for it, but I at least I wasn't going to smell
it's
that way.
It's a lot better
anymore.
Now that we have it without it.
Right.
But anyway, back to you. Then the second thing is when you walk into, you kind of finished the cigar.
Movie theater. Yeah,
movie theater cigar. But yeah, cigarettes. As a kid, I vividly remember when we go to a restaurant and they'd say smoking or not.
I do like the moment
and then
when
it I don't really remember when that went away, but I remember it was kind of slow but kind of fast.
Well, because it was like, no, you can't state regulated, it was county by county, so that's why.
Kind of like the wet dry thing with alcohol as well.
Yeah, I also like the moment when I walk into, say, the Magic Kingdom or Epcot.
What and does that smell like?
That's fresh air. And you can hear the music start as you get closer. And the gates open and all the beautiful landscaping they do and the whole thing. And
sure.
Another show is about to happen.
Because you're about to take your shirt off and run through the park.
Yes. Until they catch me.
Until they catch me.
Did you see this piece of work Disney had to fire? Well, they prosecuted and he's gone to jail for 3 years.
I don't know.
He was a Disney employee.
Okay.
Disgruntled.
Oh, no.
And somehow they didn't take his access away from. He was in charge of food menus. And he got back into the system after he was fired and put some dirty words in on the menus. Right? And that's funny.
Bad.
That's funny.
That's bad.
That doesn't deserve jail time.
Sure.
But what he also did, he changed the food allergy stuff.
Okay, nope, that's illegal.
He lied about
people could
have food allergies and what didn't. And he moved the little warnings around on other foods that they should be eating. He flipped it all around and they finally caught it and they found out he did it. And here come the feds.
You're putting people's lives at risk.
He was a father too. He was like, had like three daughters.
Father of lies.
Yeah. He's in jail now.
Oh, that's rough. I mean, putting a cuss word, that's funny. You got fired. You're mad. Whatever.
It doesn't have to be a cuss word. It could just, I would flip, goofy around, put goofy in there or something. I don't know. Just use Disney words.
Oh.
Make, like Mad Libs.
Hmm.
But
alas, what are you going to do?
Here we are.
Here we are. Just kicked this under here.
What did you kick?
I don't know. There's a wheel of cable down here.
Oh,
I'm using
it
to rest my foot on.
That's new.
No, Lee, that's a wheel of cable. New as it is.
No, that's new as handiwork.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what else is going on? What movie are you going to see this weekend? You're always seeing a movie, especially in the summertime. Anything coming out?
No, I think, the movies I want to see is the Superman movie, the Mission Impossible sequel, final one, and then the Fantastic Four.
Mm.
I want to see that movie. Mm-hmm. I binged the 3-part series of American Manhunt. Osama bin Laden.
Oh, I saw that last night
really
on Netflix.
Good.
Is it?
Okay. It's really good.
I've seen interviews with the guy that's on the trailer where he has told the story before, like on YouTube, maybe on
the
Joe
Navy
Rogan.
SEAL?
Yeah, maybe on Rogan or one of those redheaded guy kind
of. Yeah, he's the only guy that was he's the guy who actually shot him.
Yeah, exactly.
He killed Osama bin Laden.
Exactly. So I've listened to interviews with him where he details what happened. So I was glad to see he was in there because I was like, oh.
And I believe
I want to watch that.
They have the Jessica Chastain lady in this too.
Because the movie they made about it was Zero Dark Thirty.
Yes. But they don't unveil who she is, but it's this girl that looks like she has Jessica Chastain hair from the movie and she's in shadow.
Which I think Jessica Chastain is otherworldly beautiful.
Gave her a name, Tina. And one of the guys that was, because you see where she was watching the events unfold the night they went to get him. And that guy said, I was with Tina or whatever her air quote name was. And so that has to be her.
Sure.
And it was interesting. The counterintelligence unit was mostly women.
Mm.
And it had always been that way.
And now why is that interesting?
Well, because when you think of spooks and CIA people, what do you think of? You think of women?
Yeah.
You do. Mm-hmm. That's who you think of.
Why don't you?
I don't, because I know you can't hold a secret. And now I've said it, and now we'll move on.
Okay. Okay, so anyway, but did Kathryn Bigelow, James Cameron's ex-wife, did she direct Zero Dark Thirty? She directed a war movie that was,
she did
The Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker, yeah.
She did The Hurt Locker. She won an Oscar, I think, for directing
The
Hurt Locker. Yeah, but
no,
who did
great.
Zero Dark Thirty?
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Look her up.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, Jessica Chastain is one of those. The first time I was ever aware of her was her character in the movie The Help, which was a fabulous movie. It got some bad press way after the fact, just because it deals with some tough subject matter.
Kathryn Bigelow.
She did Zero Dark Thirty.
Good call. She did that too. She can do a heck of a war movie.
To quote Amy Poehler at the award show, she said, for...
you know, I believe Chris Pratt may have
to direct a movie about terror, I trust the woman who was married to James Cameron for 3 years.
Yeah. Joel Edgerton was in it.
Yeah.
Him and Chris Pratt, and they may have...
That was Zero Dark Thirty as well?
Yeah. They played the Navy SEAL Team 6 guys.
Sure.
So one of them
now,
was
now, did
the
she
other
also guy. Do the Hurt Locker? That was Jeremy Renner?
Yes, she did that one too. She,
Catherine Bigelow, get in there, sister.
Kyle Chandler's in that movie. I remember he's at the Afghan embassy, I think.
I love Kyle Chandler. Yeah. He'd be a hall pass for me. Has been. He'd be a long-running hall pass for me. About 20 years. I've had a crush on him.
You would love that series. Well, I think you would love it. I loved it because it's business-related, but it's so... Kyle Chandler.
I love business.
I know. Kyle Chandler is so good in it, though.
Yeah.
About Uber.
Oh, yeah. I don't care if I watch that. I'm sure it'd be fine.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is
I love
it?
Joseph Gordon. I love all those guys for some reason. Stand. I just don't really care to get into it.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's exciting.
Finally, I need you to watch Mean Girls and The Notebook tonight. And if you don't, I'm going to be mean to you about it.
I'm not doing that.
But, see? And I don't give a shit. You see this?
No, because it doesn't mean anything to you.
Uber doesn't mean anything to me. An Uber documentary? I just don't care to watch
it. Kyle Chandler does, though.
I can just look at photos of him. Or as Bridget said, I can just close my eyes because his face is on the inside of my eyelids.
Oh, she likes Kyle Chandler, too?
No, she said that about Pedro Pascal once.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I think about him so much.
I love Pedro Pascal, but he's about to spill over into too much.
Really? Okay.
For me.
Oh, that's fine.
It's like, okay, I'm still loving you just as much as always, but if I see you again on a commercial or an SNL sketch or something, I'm going to be done with you.
Yeah.
So go hide for a while. Then come back with a movie and I'll be your biggest fan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't oversaturate here, Pedro.
Well, take it up with his publicist team and stuff. They're the ones that put him out there so much.
That's a good title, too. Don't oversaturate here, Pedro.
Don't oversaturate here, Pedro.
So that could be your parenthetical title.
Don't oversaturate here, Pedro. Oh, dear.
It's hot in here. Do you believe that to be true?
Yes, it is kind of warm.
Why don't you tell the folks at home the
this
time?
This is going to be something that makes you look good, I'm sure.
Yes.
That's the only stories you asked me to tell.
Well, the time that I made
tell
you.
Tell everybody the time I was so adorable.
The time I made you laugh hysterically without any effort, by the way. It was, we were at a...
Look at him so humbly patting his
We were at a chicken salad place. See? You love this for some reason.
I pride myself on being very witty. My friends have always said, I thank God for it. Like, my brain, it's nothing of my own. It's just that my brain can come up with a quick response to stuff. And sometimes I'm even shocked by it.
When you say friends, you mean the paid help.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
No, and you have that quality as well. You can come up, but we have different styles. Yours are usually biting and too far. Mine are just giggly. But anyway, Lee hit me with a witty remark.
Noah Day Gutbuster.
A Noah Day Gutbuster. And it made me laugh so hard, honestly, because it was so funny. And I just couldn't believe I'd never thought of it myself. And I was honestly jealous. And I just thought, I also laughed so hard because I thought, I cannot wait to use that. But it just made me laugh. So we went to, it's that chicken salad restaurant, Chicken Salad Chick. So, you know, you can get lunch there, like soup, salad, sandwich, whatever. Or you can buy little, like, pints of their chicken salad. So as we walk in, the chicken salad's in the refrigerator at the front. So I told Lee, I said, I'm going to get one of those pints before we leave. But we were about to order lunch. So I said, but I'm not going to get it right now. I'm gonna get it later. And Lee just goes, anyone else would have just gone, okay, sounds good. But Lee, I said, I'm going to get one of those. I'm going to get it later. And Lee goes, oh, that's a good idea. Timing is everything.
Yeah.
I was just so like, I mean, like, obviously, man, I don't want to get something out of this refrigerator and then I sit here for a half hour eating lunch. Oh. But Lee made it like, I'm going to get one of those, but not now for obvious reasons. Like I couldn't afford it or it's just not the right time. He just goes, yeah, no, timing is everything. And it just hit me, just tickled my funny bone. Even now, it's one of my favorite things you've ever said.
Mm.
Second only to that time we were on a horse farm doing a shoot and they had those the blinders on the horse that keeps the flies out of their eyes and kind of keeps them calm. And Lee said, oh my God, that horse must be blind. He's out there in the field right now going, hello, is someone there? Yeah. And he said, right now, we pull the car up, he's going to go, is that you?
Yeah.
And it just...
Well, the name of the production company comes from that moment we had shooting a restaurant segment.
Yes. Yeah, our company, our production company, or rather, I should say Lee's production company, ISN. ISN stands for I'm So Nervous, and the audio that goes with it at the end of our show every day
is from that
is a
moment.
Real moment where Lee said it, and we decided to make that the company name.
Yeah.
We were at a restaurant, Palmer's Restaurant in Lexington, and we were shooting a food segment for TV, and Lee, we're in the middle of closing the segment or something, and Lee drops a fork.
I caught it. It was fumbled, and I caught it in the air.
And then he looks at the restaurateur and goes,
I looked at you, I think. Because he wasn't in the shot. It was just me and you. Yeah, it was just me and you.
As if after 100 years in TV, Lee gets scared. He nearly drops it, catches it, looks at me and goes, oh, I'm so nervous. Like, he's so nervous to do this shoot that we've done 1,000 of. He's probably done 10,000 of. He's nervous. He says that to people we interview that are nervous, and I do think it helps them when they'll be like, I'm so nervous. Lee will go, me too.
Yeah, I'm about to throw up.
Yeah, Lee will go, I'm more nervous than you are.
And they're like, what? And I'll put my hand on their shoulder and go, oh, me too. God, this is awful.
Yes. Hey. No, timing is everything. Yeah, timing. I don't know. I bring it up now. That was like a month or two ago. And I get hysterical every time if I even think about it. It just was such a funny. That's something I really love and appreciate about you is you will see. We both approach things comedically, but you do. You'll come in from far right, and I will not have expected such a response. Like, I could have said something funny too there, maybe, but never what you said. Sometimes you and I will try to beat each other to a punchline because we will have the same thought and we both are like trying to say it. But in that case, I just wasn't expecting it and it just. So let me say here and now, you will never top that. You might as well retire.
Okay. By the way, as Haley's already mentioned, if you'd like to send us a question or query.
Or an embarrassing story.
A manifesto about dog smoking. It's ideas@leeandhaley.com.
Yes. Do we have some
questions? Kelly wants to know, what is one activity hobbity? What's a hobby?
Octavity
and a hobbity. What's an octavity or a hobbity that you enjoy in the summer?
I actually wish those were the words.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Do you have any fun hobbities?
All right, kids. It's time for octavities and a hobbities.
I have a shoot idea.
Yeah.
Kelly is our fabulous photographer editor. You guys know and love her. She's so giggly and sweet and pure of heart. She's currently not dating anyone. What if we sent her
on a what?
To a speed on dating a, thing with an earpiece and we make her say words incorrectly? Because that's a common thing you say to date. And so instead of saying, do you have any hobbies? She goes, so do you have any hobbies?
You have any hobbies? Hobbities?
But see, Kelly's such a giggler, I don't think she could do it.
Well, she's going to have to bite. We'll have to give her something to like put a tack in her mouth that she'll have to chew, bite down on so she doesn't laugh. And she'll have to deliver the lines I want to give her.
Well, Lee, what if she accidentally bites too hard and she's not laughing yet? Now she has blood pouring out of her mouth.
It's part of the attraction.
Okay. Do you have any octavities or
hobbies? I wish we could send Kelly on dates with her exes. Let me talk to him.
Lee hates all of Kelly's exes.
Not all.
Well, no, there's only one we know. Wait, well, I hate all her exes and I went with you and I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, is there any hobbities or octavities?
What was the question?
Do you have anything in the summer you like to do?
Oh, I like to be by body of water at all time. I'm a water baby. Always
pond,
have been.
Puddle.
If there's a puddle, I'm there's taking Haley my shoes over there off.
Laying in the mud.
No, I go to the lake all summer. I grew up on the lake with my family. And so now we go to the lake. And so I'll be at the lake or the pool all summer, especially because I'll be big pregnant. So I'll be needing to cool down at all times.
Are you going to tan your belly?
You know what? I had my first pool day over the weekend, as you guys can tell. That's why I have this glorious raccoon sunburn on my face right now. And I wore a one piece. It was the first time I'd been in a bathing suit since I've been pregnant. And it's the first time in my life I've ever had a belly. And so I'm a little self-conscious about it. So I just wore a one piece. Felt good. But then when I got so sunburned, it's like my which will eventually be tan. My legs are really tan now, my chest and everything. And then this whole midsection is white as snow.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I was like, ugh.
That's going to make it look bigger.
Right. So I was like, I think I will tan the bump now. Now that I'm trying to get a little more confident, but I do need to buy a maternity two-piece because my ain't none of my swimsuits.
What if we did a body paint segment where we did different balls on?
Is this about pregnancy?
You know, like you do a basketball, I could do a
paint it on our stomachs.
A beach ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to do your stomach?
Not really, but I felt bad, so.
Don't feel bad. No, people will do that for funny maternity shoots or just to be funny that women, when they get really big, they'll get it painted like a basketball or a baseball or. Mm-hmm. I'd want mine like a watermelon.
Okay.
I did buy a watermelon from Kroger. I need to go cut it up when I get home.
I love watermelon.
I do too.
I don't know. My hobby, I love arid places. I love to just lay there in the desert.
You love, yeah.
On a rock.
Yeah, you do the way. No,
I like a pool.
Yeah.
I like the beach. I don't like lakes. Not a lake. I think it's dirty water. I think it's dirty people. I don't care for those folk.
Don't talk about me like that. Yeah, I've never gotten out of the lake and been like, clean.
Here's a question. Someone wants to know how I'm feeling after meatloaf and cheesecake. I had been pretty disciplined for the past couple of weeks, and then we met Terry Bradshaw.
We did. We literally interviewed the NFL legend.
He was great. If you're wondering what Terry Bradshaw is like, you don't have to. That's him. What you see on television is Terry Bradshaw.
And he's so delightful.
He's no different.
He was so delightful.
He just, you know, now he's talking to you. That's the weird thing.
Was weird. I kept having to be like, I can't believe I'm having
a conversation.
He's not
talking to Howie Long. He's talking to you. And he's goofing. And you're going to love that interview when we air that.
Because he has a bourbon company, Bradshaw Bourbon, which is a delicious product. But we were just so delighted.
Well, I don't know if it is. I didn't try it.
Well, I can't on account of the pregnancy.
Well, why are you saying it's delicious? Well, everybody it could there stink was... for all we know. I'm sure it's good. The company that is bottling it does great work.
I was going to say, so it can't be bad.
But, you know, I don't know. And if it is good, I'll let you know. Because I thought I'd get a free bottle out of that, to be honest
with you. Oh, wow.
Well, every time we do something like that, they always want you to say, thank you and try this. Mm. That didn't happen. Probably because you've gotten knocked up. And it ruined
right.
it for me now.
You're right.
I'm getting less alcohol because of you.
I'm so sorry.
But anyway, we went to lunch, and I guess I was feeling celebratory. So I got meatloaf because the waitress we had talked me into it.
It was a meatloaf special.
By the way, that's the waitress that would say, "Activity hobbity."
She would. Yeah.
And then I decided, why stop now? Let's get cheesecake. And then later that night, I had one of those big, thick bourbon vanilla milkshakes. I just blew it out.
Yeah.
But I've gone back to my ways of discipline.
It's okay.
Bridget wants to know, what are your best sleeping conditions? I know what it is for you. It's frigid air.
Inside a coffin. Yeah. No, I like the room to be cold, and I like a lot of blankets on top of me. I like not a weighted blanket, but I like a sheet, either a quilt or some sort of blanket, then the comforter. If my feet are the least bit cold,
socks.
We're done. So even in the summer, I might sleep in socks. I didn't last night, and it was kind of, but I was so tired, I fell asleep. But I remember laying there being like, I should get up and put some socks on. But yeah, I like it cold. The comforter has got to be right up here. Mm. I'm usually on my right side, but like kind of on my stomach, which those days will be gone soon. Mm. But kind of on my right side, but leaned over, and I've got a pillow between my knees. That's my ideal sleeping conditions.
It depends on the arrangements. If someone's with me, it's full bore.
What does that mean?
Well, we don't need anything, do we? That's what I tell all my golf buddies.
Hey, I like to sleep full bore. Lee, you said this was a room with two devils. To them,
by the way, because there was when we were much younger, didn't have any money, we'd have to share a room.
Sure.
But I thought, I'd like my own bed. So I announced, I sleep in the nude. And the answer was, the hell you do.
Where were you expecting your friends to sleep? On the floor?
We had a pullout. Somebody could have used that, but I wanted the bed.
Oh, sure.
It didn't work. They still slept with me.
Did you still get nude?
So did he.
And we kept upping the ante, trying to dare each other.
By the way, you just reminded me of a video I saw of the other day where you were off mic and you caught yourself. It was two.
What are you talking about?
It was two puppeteers.
Like, what are you even saying?
It was two puppeteers, and they were getting ready to begin. Mm-hmm. And the guy that is being interviewed, Mike the puppet, and the other guy said, "You got to move the mic." And he's like, "What?" And the guy's laughing hysterically. He goes, "You got to move the mic." He goes, "What do you mean?"
Be like, he goes, it does kind of blow the illusion, but
I need a mic too. And he's like, yeah, how are we going to hear you? And then the guy realized what he was doing.
Oh, and then
they both fell out like, oh, my God, I'm an idiot. Yeah.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Like, I can't believe you said that. No, that is actually really funny. Okay, I didn't know if he was doing it as a bit, like, to pretend he didn't know, but he really didn't. That's awesome.
He just wasn't thinking. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with me.
No problem. I'm so glad to be here. Oh, man. I'm so glad the timing worked out.
Yes.
Thank you for spending some time with me as well.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah, have me over whenever you want.
All right. Perfect. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening or watching. If you want to watch the video version on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel, as always, thank you to our partners at KSR and On3. And yeah, catch our show. Our home market is Fox 56 in Lexington, Kentucky. We air weekdays at noon. And follow us on social media. Just search Lee and Haley Show.
And a couple of new markets are coming in the fall. I'll have more on that later.
You're opening grocery stores?
Yes.
Television markets.
Yes.
Don't get crazy. All right, hang in there. We love you. God loves you. Until next time, stay classy, San Diego.